Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
It is time for another week of the N4G Radio. I'm your host, Zero Tolerance, and today with us we have the Gamblers Con.
Greetings, programs.
Also with us we have the Mr. Frustrated Fury, Drew Leachman.
What's up? I thought that was, I thought that sounded like Dracula for a minute, and then all of a sudden you put the lisp in there, so.
don't question my vocality. But also with us we have Mr. Killer Wolverine.
Hey.
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 And finally we have the Wombat.
Hello, and how are you?
There's Dracula.
All right, so it's a good week. It's a good week.
It's a good week.
Yeah.
It is.
8 days.
8 days.
8 days.
I'm excited.
I'm counting.
I'm counting down with a K.
And you can, you can follow the countdown on the website, because I made a nice little counter.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice of you.
I made two, actually.
I'm ready to do some fatalities online.
Oh,
I'm getting there. I am.
Man. All right. Well, anyway, to get us started off for this week, Gambus Con fondling time. So everybody break out your pillows.
Already have mine.
Lock and loaded.
Lock
that's
and loaded.
Right.
All right, first off, the first game that I played, I might as well start with console because...
might as well.
Yeah, I've been playing more portable gaming this past few weeks. On PS3, I played the Moon Diver demo from the creator, the director of Strider, old late 80s arcade game. And you know something? I really like it. The gist of the game is that it's a side-scrolling, two-dimensional game where you basically use a sword to kill about a trillion people running around.
Did you do a head count?
Yeah, I did a head count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, and then I got to a trillion. I'm like, holy crap.
No, like, but you can't count past 10.
Yeah, that's true.
Nobody except the people on this podcast gets that joke.
Yeah.
That's why it's so great.
But yeah, game plays really fantastic. As a matter of fact, back in the late 90s, they created a true sequel to Strider, Strider 2 for the PlayStation 1. And this game reminds me a lot of the second game. Because in the original Strider, the character took up more screen. And there was a lot more, how should I say, stage. Like things would happen to the stage that would be like really bizarre. Like you'd... Like gravity would be reversed and be flying around this gravity thing, and it was really bizarre. Whereas in Strider 2, the gameplay felt a lot more conservative, a lot more straightforward. Still retained a lot of the movements of Strider, such as wall climbing and ceiling climbing, and Moondiver for the PSN retains a lot of the gameplay of Strider 2, but with the addition of a four-player co-op, which at the time I was just playing a single player, but I definitely want to pick this up the full title, because I think it'd be really sweet. I'm just trying to hold out for a Xbox Live version of this game.
It is coming.
Yeah, I heard that it's coming, but the wait's going to be long. Even if it's short, it's still going to be long. But I played that, and
that's what you told her.
Oh, I was waiting for that. To tell you the truth, but yeah, I played a lot of 3DS this week. I'm totally in love with the system.
Why don't you marry it?
Oh, I'm already married. Too bad. But the game that I played most this past week has got to be hands down, Street Fighter, Super Street Fighter 4 3D Edition, which, by the way, I did a review of this past week on ZTGD.com. And I have to say, it's probably hands down the best game of the launch lineup. I know it's kind of a quasi-port of a game, but, I mean, with the inclusion of the figurine battles and the ability to play over the internet using a portable system, and how you can actually, when you use the touch screen to pull off super moves, which I know some purists were, you know, at first were saying that was kind of cheating. However, there's a lot of people that, you know, they say they do that now. And even, I think even the domestic producer of the game, even, I think Seth Killian, admitted that he uses the touchscreen, as well. So, it's kind of one of those, necessary evils, I think, because, I could throw a Hadouken using the, D-pad. However, I cannot do a Shoryuken to save my life, you know, with that little tiny D-pad. So, I feel that the touchscreen adds almost a necessary evil game. Not that I think the gameplay is broken, but it's just different. It's just a different approach to the gameplay. Instead of relying as much on skill as the console and arcade version of Street Fighter 4, this game still, you still have to imply skill, but it is a little bit, the emphasis is a little bit leans towards strategy of the fight, a little bit more than skill of the fight. So it's just a different approach to the gameplay. That's the way you should think about it. And the game is absolutely a sight to behold when you're playing it. It looks like you're playing a console game. So and for a launch title, I can only imagine what a few years down the road, later iterations of fighting games, how they're going to be approached on this system. I think this system is going to be amazing in the long run. Another game that I played some Steel Diver. I really loved it. It's fantastic. I know it's a short game, but there's something about the controls of using the stylus to ascend or descend in the water and to accelerate and to reverse. It's got this analog, like kind of like old school feel to it. You're not controlling the sub using a D-pad or analog. It's just got this. It's probably the title that, you know, the tag word of immersion, literally. I think this is the most immersive game for the 3DS that you buy in stores, pretty much. I really enjoy it. I briefly played Rayman 3D, which seems like it's going to be a pretty cool game. And I briefly played Asphalt 3D, the racing game, the other racing game. And not too impressed with it. Frame rate was pretty shoddy, and the controls were kind of shoddy as well. I guess I mean that's what you can pretty much say for a cell phone game port. I'll be playing it some more in the future, but I can already tell you that Asphalt 3D is going to be probably one of my lowest reviews for the 3DS yet.
Yep.
And the last game that I played on 3DS, which is an amazing game in my opinion, is the Ghost Recon Shadow Wars game. And this game is very, very similar. You can't write this game off. I remember, you know, looking at this game and kind of writing it off when I first heard about it, because I've been doing a lot of 3DS research lately, and I knew most of the games that were coming out in the launch on the launch day, and I thought that Ghost Recon was actually going to be kind of a throwaway, kind of a here, let's throw a military game out there, whip it up real quick and just throw it out, you know, kind of game like that. But no, this game is really awesome. It's a top-down, turn-based strategy game. Very similar to Advanced Wars or Fire Emblem, except it's in the near future, and it's with soldiers, military soldiers. The game has a strong G.I. Joe feel to it.
G.I. Joe.
Yeah, the ground leader character's name is actually Duke. So, and he looks like Duke from G.I. Joe. And then you have other characters, and they're all like specialized in like stealth, medical, heavy arms,
Navy, like Shipwreck.
I haven't encountered a naval character yet, but I think there's going to be up to 6 characters that make up the roster of the heroes that you play. I think I've only ran into four or five of them so far. It's a really, really good game. I know that Zero Tolerance, when he presented the game to me, he said that the 3D adds to the game, but when you play it 2D, it doesn't look impressive. And he's right. The game really... This is one of those weird games where the 3D effect actually almost makes the game feel like it's years, like it was made years later than if you're playing it just 2D. I think a lot of that has to do with the presentation, like the floating icons. You see the menus for the decision making for the strategy, and the icons like float, and there's screen where there's dialogue where the characters talk to each other, and it floats a little bit off the screen, and it kind of adds to that world of the future soldier world of Ghost Recon, where it's in the future, but it's not far in the future. It's the point where it's probably where the holographic projections in communication will probably be in its like infant stage, so it kind of adds to that world when you're playing it in 3D. And when you turn off the 3D, the game looks like it was made like 5-6 years earlier, and it's like kind of a below average shovelware game for DS. So if you play this game, make sure you crank up that 3D, or at least just a little bit enough for the screen to do that added pop to you, and whatever your discretion is to 3D, it's really good. Gameplay is stellar. It's kind of like playing turn-based chess, except the characters attack from a distance.
So you only control those 6 characters.
As far as I know, it's the actual like squad that the game follows.
Sounds a little bit like Dawn of War 2, actually. For the PC.
Yeah,
you have these quote-unquote hero units, but you cannot... Well, in Dawn of War, you can control like probably like 4 or 5 just regular units as well, But your hero unit's the guy that you really control. So the other guys just follow you, kind of thing.
Okay, yeah, Dawn of War. That's Warhammer, right?
Yeah, Warhammer. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was looking at that. That game looked really cool.
It's great. That game is really good.
Sweet, but yeah, Ghost Recon. It's definitely up there in the launch list. It's definitely up there. Really good game, and that's pretty much it for my current fondling. Future fondling, I don't know. Probably more of the same. I'm going to be writing some reviews really soon for some Ubisoft titles, so I'll be playing those definitely. And I kind of want to play a role playing game on my 3DS. Kind of something that I haven't played in a while. I don't know which one I'm going to pick. I got a ton of role-playing games I haven't even touched, really, for DS. So,
well, Snap. Snap, Gambus. I feel like your fondling was scripted. That was some hot shit. It was so well done that I didn't even have time to stop and interrupt you.
I know. He's getting good at it, man.
That thing flowed. Anyway, so I'm going to move on now to Mr. Frustrated Fury, who hopefully is a little bit awake.
Yeah. I'm stretching.
I hope that's yeah. what you're doing.
That's what we call it nowadays. No, I am I'm stretching. Leave it alone, Mom. Stretching. Anyway.
It's hard for me to stretch with you knocking on the door.
Wow. But
that's nasty.
I'm running about 3 hours of sleep. Because of that.
Would have been 4 hours, but he spent an hour doing the one handed stretches.
Yeah, I'm not. because of that, I was working the night shift all last week.
We're on the night shift.
Yeah,
the innuendos are just all over the place.
And apart from me killing necromancers and zombies and stuff like that, I was able to sit down and play a good amount of my PSP.
PSP.
There it is. and I played nothing but Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII. I am so close to beating that game. The bad thing is, that was my last night on night shift, so it'll probably be a while before I finish it, because I just can't sit down and play a portable while I'm at home. But it's fantastic. That game is really good. I had forgot, like, I'll get crap for this, but Final Fantasy VII's story is solid. I had forgot a lot about it, and obviously this is a prequel to Final Fantasy VII, but they explain a lot of stuff too. You play as Zack, who is dead in Final Fantasy VII, and it plays. I'm trying to imagine how to explain how it plays. It plays a lot like Dragon Age Origins, and I know that sounds kind of crazy, but it's true. You queue up abilities, attack or use materia, some type of magic or something like that, and Zack runs off and does them, and that's exactly what it reminded me of. It reminded me of Dragon Age Origins. But it's actually really good, and right now it's like $19, if not cheaper, on the PSP. And if you haven't ever played it, definitely give it a shot. I mean, you don't necessarily have to have played Final Fantasy VII to understand it. It would help, but it's its own story. I played a little bit of Pokemon. I was so busy with Crisis Core that I didn't actually play much Pokemon. I did, however, download the. Yesterday was the last day to get the some kind of pass. There's like a ticket that lets you go to this island where you can catch a legendary Pokemon or something like that. And all you had to do was download it. Yeah, you connect to the internet and download it. So I went ahead and got that. So I'll be. I want to jump back into that a little bit. I'll just have to make a conscious decision to sit down at home and play it. I also played a very good amount of The Sims Medieval. I never played a Sims game before, but I kind of got the idea of how a Sims game plays. So apparently this game plays nothing like a Sims game. It's actually really good. You do the whole, like, oh, you can make your own Sim, and you can make what they sound like, and obviously you can furnish their living quarters, but it's not required in this game. Like, it's just, like, special stuff that you can, like, oh, I want to put a torch here, or something like that. But the big meat of the game is the whole questing. You're constantly doing quests, and each quest requires, you know, sometimes it just requires anybody, or sometimes it requires you have to have a spy for this one, or you have to have a knight for this one. And then you get into quests where it's, you know, they require you to have three party, quote-unquote, party members. And trying to manage all that stuff at the same time can get a little, you know, it's a little difficult at times. You know, I'm never going to say The Sims is a difficult game. It's just there's a lot to take in. You know, during these quests, that you just have to do stuff. Like, if you're a physician, they give you these daily things that you have to do. And if you do them while you're still doing the quest, it makes your character feel better. So you get buffs that either makes your character feel better or feel bad. And depending on how well they feel, so if they're hungry, they'll start feeling bad, so you gotta go eat. If they're sleepy, go sleep, you know, and so on and so forth. But if you do certain tasks, like, say, the physician really loves gardening, so you go out there and have her pick flowers or something like that, it makes her feel better. And depending on the mood of your Sims while you're doing the quest, you get a higher grade for when you complete the quest. And depending on that, it gives you better experience points, more gold, and build points. I call them build points. I don't exactly know what the term is. But the whole reason you're doing quests is to add to your kingdom. And there's 7 or 8 heroes in the game. And, you know, you got the king, you got the knight. You got all these different types of, like, special guys, and those are the ones you take quests on. But you have to build their house first before you can add them. But it's actually not bad. I find that the controls are a little clunky because you can't use WASD, like, at all. So you're constantly having to click it, like, click here, go here, go here, go here. You got to wait for them to get there, and, you know, obviously use the fast forward button and stuff like that. But, I mean, it's not bad. It's one of those games kind of like Civ 5 where I sat down to play it for like 2 hours and ended up playing like 5 or 6 because it's one of those games where you just, okay, let me just go use the bathroom real quick, or let me go, you know, eat something, you know, and it just ends up eating your time. But I guess that's a good thing. I mean, it's actually a decent game. I should be writing a full review of that sometime early this week. I played a lot more Dragon Age 2. I am very, very close to beating that game. It's to a point now where some of the stuff got kind of interesting. Like, there's some major plot points that happen at the beginning of Act 3 that set up for a lot of good stuff. Still, it seems like I'm still doing quests just for random people. I don't know why they did that. It's just, it feels like you're just this nobody guy who, you know, oh, you need help killing these guys? Okay, I'll do it for you. But, you know, I've already done the quote-unquote loyalty missions for everybody. And I lost one character. Actually, I lost 2 characters, which is not fun. I wanted to have the whole party with me, but, and the other game I played was a demo for, that game. That game you're sending me. Divinity 2.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. I was like, what?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I wanted to see what I was getting myself into. So I played the demo of Divinity 2, and I have to say, that has Wombat wrote all over it.
And you know what's funny is I didn't like it very much.
Wow. Can you tell me the reason why? Or are you going to get that into your fondling like you played the demo too?
No, I played the demo for the original version of Divinity 2 before they had this special version. And I just, I don't know, I just didn't like it. I didn't like the way it played. I mean, I don't like every single Western RPG somewhat Western RPG that comes out. I didn't like the way it played. I didn't like the way it looked. I don't know. Something about it I didn't really like.
But you turn into a fucking dragon.
You do turn into a dragon. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it was. I might try the demo for this new version, but I did not enjoy it for one reason or another.
Okay. Well, I mean, I did play it. From what I understand, they said that they reworked the engine. So they say it plays differently. I'm not too sure. I mean, yeah, it controls a little weird. Like, you're either not moving at all or you're running, like, hauling ass. There's no, like, really run, like, walk speed. So, and it seems to me like, it's kind of scary, like, how the menu system is set up almost exactly like Dragon Age Origins. Like, it's weird. Like, even, like, the character screen and everything looks exactly like Dragon Age Origins. But the problem is, it's just a little wonky. You know, the menus don't just, they don't gel. I did like, the demo's huge. Like, I played for probably 2 hours of that demo. And like it even let you save during the demo. So I'm wondering, can I just bring that save over to the full game? I highly doubt it, but I kept the save anyway. But, yeah, I mean, and plus I don't understand, at the very beginning of the game, they let you choose if you want to be a warrior, a mage, or an archer. And I chose a warrior. Yet, after I level up, I could put points into mage stuff. And I'm like, well, what the hell's the point of even me choosing? So I could never figure that out. But anyway, well, I'm going to be reviewing that, so that'll be part of my future fondling. I guess more future fondling. I will be playing some more Super Street Fighter 4. I got that tournament coming up. I'm probably going to get the crap beat out of me. I haven't played enough of it. Oh yeah, I played. I do have to mention I did play a good amount of Shift 2, and did that review and everything. And then got told off. Actually, I was told that the video game industry is now worse because of my review of Shift 2.
That was great.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said that it controlled like ass compared to Forza and Gran Turismo. And then I told him, well, that's not what they were going for. So, and I tried it. I think I explained that in my review. Maybe I didn't. I don't know. Hell, I didn't even read it. I just typed it up. Hit send. But, yeah, I'm sorry, video game industry. I know I brought you down a little bit. I do apologize. But, yeah, Shift 2 is not bad. Despite what that guy says.
Who's that guy?
I don't know.
Well, let's find out. I'm going to look him up. Yeah, you will call me out, I'll call you out.
Game journalism has hit a new low because of Drew.
That is what he said, I'm not kidding.
Wow.
Oh, man. Shift 2 Unleashed Review. Brought to you by David Carney.
Carney?
David Carney.
Mm-hmm. Your quote, control of cars is more fluid and they handle quite nicely. Game journalism has hit rock bottom. The handling of the cars is the main thing that is wrong with this game. Did you drive these cars yourself? This is what majority of the gamers have been complaining about, and your first paragraph says the opposite. You get Forza 3 and GT5 and drive the cars in those games, and you will see how a car game is supposed to work. Every turn you make in this game, the cars behave like you were drifting. Bullshit! He obviously didn't do the drifting stuff in that game. There is considerable lag in the controller. The cars appear like they are floating in the air at times, and other times they seem to be on a boat. The cars are challenging to handle in this game. Any game journalists that play this any game journalist that played this game and did not encounter the handling and control lag within the first hour should seriously find another career. And I told him I will hand in my resignation today.
Wow. So he basically
said,
how
will you ever do without all the riches that you've earned from your career in game journalism?
Well, see, I don't spend my money because it's formed in this really nice hat that I wear all the time, and I don't want to ruin the hat.
Right.
So,
he said to take your opinion and shove it up your ass. That's great.
Oh, yeah.
You got to vote that. I mean, it's your opinion, and, well, whatever.
Yeah. Well, that's your opinion, too, buddy, David. Hey, you can shove that one right up your ass. So.
God. Wow!
Oh,
okay.
Man, I'm just a douchebag. I'm sorry. I like the game. I'm sorry.
And that's all that matters, you know? Fuck him. He doesn't know what he's talking about anyway.
And apparently everybody else on Metacritic thought that I felt the same. Because, you know, the average is 85. I gave it a 85. So, whatever. I wonder if he did that to other people. Did he go over to IGN and say, hey, you guys, the fuck?
Probably. Everybody says that on IGN.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Yeah, I play some Shift, too. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about when it comes to that game, apparently. But I played a little bit of The Blob, too, as well. But I won't get into that. I haven't played enough of that. Like, I want to play more. I've played, like, one level. And I'm like, I need to beat Dragon Age 2 first, which is what I'm trying to do before you send me Divinity. So, and I probably still got another 10 hours in that damn game, so I'll try my best to finish it. And that's it.
All right, so now I'll move on to K-Dub.
How was that?
K-Dub.
K-Dub.
Well, I played WWE All-Stars. And that reminds me a lot of not only, you know, Legends of WrestleMania, but the gameplay of the old N64 Wrestle games, which I had
Wrestle games.
I had a blast playing those, but this one, I don't know. I'm not as having as much fun playing it. All the problems from the N64, like where you got to beat the hell out of them repeatedly over and over and over again for them to stay down for 2 seconds, has transgressed over to this game, and that gets frustrating. Especially when you're trying to do your super or your finisher. But I found a trick that the game, I don't think, told you how to properly do your finishing move. But when you do, when your opponent's on the ground and he's severely injured or hurt or whatever, he's going to glow red. When that happens and you have a finisher, you hold down the R bumper, L bumper at the same time, and you keep it held down until your character goes through his finishing taunt animation, and then when he goes to do the finishing move, you know, you're fine, because he'll get up stunned. If you only tap the L bumper and the R bumper, your character will go into his finishing taunt, but your opponent will get up and start wailing on you. So just hold the two bumpers down, and then your opponent will get up stunned, and you can finish him off that way. So I found that out, which helped out a lot trying to end the matches, but I mean, I'm liking it. It's just, it gets frustrating when you have to repeatedly just pummel your opponent for them to stay down so you can pin them. But again, that was a problem with the N64 versions as well. But and the other problem I had was when you're doing either a triple threat or a fatal four way match. More specifically the fatal four way, because it's, you know, basically two on two at the same time. I would go pummeling my opponent, and then all of a sudden, the other three guys would just aim their attention at me and start wailing on me. So that gets kind of frustrating. So
it's pulling aggro.
Yeah, I guess it's what I did. And so I just, you know, I hightailed it out of the ring and just started, you know, circling the ring like a shark. And then one character or opponent would follow me, and we would start fighting. And then all of a sudden, another opponent in the ring would climb up on the turnbuckle and fucking jump on me. I'm like, I just can't do this. So, but minus that, you know, like I said, I've having a little bit of fun playing it. I forget what it's called. Fantasy Warfare? Was that what that mode is called?
Oh, the one where you have the three matchups, the three different characters?
No, that's Path of Champions.
Okay, then yeah, Fantasy Warfare where you fight matches that never happened.
Right, because basically this is obviously divided into a...
Legends superstars.
And superstars, right. And then in that mode, Legendary Warfare, they have a legend versus a superstar. So, and I guess for those who aren't educated in the world of wrestling, the legends are old school 80s, 90s, you know, like Hulk Hogan, Ultimate Warrior, Randy Savage, and then superstars is the newer, stupid group of wrestlers. There's quite a few matches in that, and they're a lot of fun. The last one was Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker, and it's supposed to take place in last year's WrestleMania. So you can choose to have Undertaker go 19-0 or 18-1. So I don't know. And then what Ken was saying with the Path of Champions, there's three different champion belts you can go for. The heavyweight, I guess it's the Intercontinental. I don't know if that's even around anymore. And the tag belt, so you can take any superstar down any of those modes, and so I haven't played it online. I don't know anyone else who wants to play it online. I don't even know who has it. So that's where the fun of the N64 version was the multiplayer. But
yeah, I'll tell you, me and Boogeyman played it multiplayer, and it was a freaking blast.
Oh, you played All Stars?
Yeah, not this week, but last week. Uh-huh. We played it at his house, and it was a blast playing multiplayer.
Yeah, figured it.
And the nice thing is, the ones you were talking about, the legend versus superstar, those challenges or whatever,
yep.
You can play those two-player. Like, one picks the superstar and one picks the legend, and it actually, you can unlock stuff playing it two-player,
right.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
That game is a blast multiplayer.
Well, I don't think he has it anymore. I don't know if you're planning on getting it or not, Ryan, but I'd like to play some of that.
Yeah, it was one of those games where I thought, you know, I might pick it up when it's cheap.
Yeah.
But I don't honestly know if it'll be as fun playing online. Because it's one of those games, just like the old 64 wrestling games where it's fun to just be playing on the same couch with somebody else.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can... I don't know, it's just more fun that way.
Oh, no, I got it. I just really want to try it. Because I figured the online mode would probably be laggy anyway. but, yeah, no, it's... I don't know. I really want to play it. I wish he kept it, so I could play it.
Oh,
he doesn't
yeah.
keep anything.
But, no, when you... that's how I got most of my achievements, is just hooking up another controller and getting them that way. Because there's a little bit of a learning curve when you're playing against the computer, because they will whoop you if you do one thing wrong. Because they can link some combos together. The whole point is to link combos in this game, which is an interesting twist to a wrestling game. So, I mean, if you make one mistake, they'll link a good 7-hit combo on you. It's more of a fighter anymore.
Yeah, it really is.
And I don't know how I like that, but... I don't know. Like I said, the gameplay, though, reminds me a lot of the N64 days, which I enjoyed a lot. So I don't know if I'm going to keep it. Probably not, because I want to trade it in for Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat!
Well, maybe when it gets cheap, I'll pick it up again. Or if someone else picks it up again, maybe we can have a sit-down, same couch party.
Maybe you guys can sit around and wrestle in your underwear.
How about no? The only other game I played was Crysis 2, and didn't play too much of the single player. Played a lot of the multiplayer, which is odd because Ken said it best, because we played it on Friday night. When have we ever played a multiplayer first-person shooter 2 weeks in a row? Because we played it last week, too.
Yeah, that's a good question.
And it should just say, just should speak how good the multiplayer actually is. I'm having a blast with it, although I suck. I suck bad. We looked at my kill-to-death ratio, and what was it, 97 kills to
212.
Was it? God.
Jesus.
It just sounds so bad. Oh, I thought it was only 100 something.
No, it was 212.
God, I thought I was bad.
You had almost as many deaths as I did, but I had 170 kills.
And I haven't even broken 100. Yeah. So, yeah, no, I'm even though I'm having a lot of fun with it, I suck a lot. But it's... I don't like the stealth thing, because we know I have a patience issue, and I don't like sneaking around, so... But I don't know. I don't know how to play the game properly, apparently, because every time I, you know, run around trying to kill someone, I get shot in the face. So, but it's a lot of fun. I wish more people would play it, because I think it's better than Halo.
Oh, I agree.
Snap. In the multiplayer department. So, yeah, I need to play more of the single player, though, because what I played of it, it's a lot of fun. I like there's the different ways you can play it, as opposed, you know, you can go stealth, which obviously I don't do, or you can run around just shooting shit. But in that manner, if you're just going to run around shooting shit, expect a lot of opposition.
Yeah. Yeah, you won't be able to do that later in the game, just FYI.
Great, so I got to start using my stealth.
Yeah.
And the one I don't really know how to use this properly, but the visor in the single player, when you hit up and you look around, it tells you what are they called? What's the fucking word?
Tactical
enemies. Tactical points. It shows you tactical points on the in the area. I'm not too sure how to properly use that to my advantage. So if someone can explain that to me, that'd be great. So because I got a feeling if I learn how to use the tactical advantage. I'd probably rock a little more. So, but yep, I'm having a lot of fun of that. I want to continue playing more of that, and I guess me and Ken are the only ones that have Crysis 2. I don't remember any of you, you other bitches playing it.
I played it on PS3 for a little while, but my roommate took it back.
Oh, the game is so good.
Did you not like it?
I mean, I like what I played of it. I didn't know what the hell was going on. I didn't play any of the single player. He just jumped into the multiplayer, and he gave me the controller for a few rounds.
Yeah, you really got to know all the suit powers.
Yeah, so well, I knew nothing.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, too, is trying to, in multiplayer, trying to find your, you know, your suit powers, because there's so many of them. The one thing that I could think of that I really didn't like is when you unlock your customized class number 2, because you have to, you know, level up. Level 10 will let you unlock the customized class level 2, or 2. Whatever you unlock for custom 1, don't follow. So if you unlocked scope for your weapon in custom class 1, you have to re-unlock it in custom class 2. So that's kind of bullshit. I don't understand why they did that, but... Now, there's a lot to do in that. I wish they had a better variety of weapons, though. There's only, what, 4?
No, there's a lot.
Is there?
You gotta unlock them.
Oh, well.
Yeah, God.
You noticed that when we got into the... once you hit level 10, you can no longer play in the newbie area.
Yeah.
So we had to go into the big boy area.
Big boy area.
There were guys in there that were, like, level 50 who had rocket launchers.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Nice.
So I wonder how many weapons there are to unlock.
There's quite a few. I think there's like 12.
No.
So.
Okay. Well, because I'm getting sick of using the same gun over and over again.
No.
Yeah, you know, whatever. Having a lot of fun with it. Want to play more single player. Wish everyone else got it so we can have a nice little, group playthrough like we did in the old days of Halo 2. But
I still want to get into Killzone 3.
Really?
I have played little, very little of the multiplayer.
You know, what I played of it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. But I had to get rid of it for Bulletstorm. the couple matches we played with Shanghai 6 was fun. Didn't play a lot of it, but... we need to organize this better. This is the second time we tried a playthrough of a game, and it just didn't go as the plan, but had a lot of fun. They kicked our asses because they were pretty high up in level.
No, I was owning in the single.
Well, that, well, okay, kick my ass, I'm sorry. I thought I had some backup with that, but apparently I'm
in
a boat of my own.
I was doing good.
Apparently you were the only one that sucked.
Yes. Oh, well, but like I said, having a lot of fun with it, want to play more single player.
Yeah, well, I just want to mention that I got the achievement for being at the top of the leaderboard. So recognize
hey,
my skills.
Although I didn't get the achievement for that, I was on the top of our team
you
leaderboard
were the
twice.
MVP. You were the MVP.
Twice.
Yes.
But that was because it didn't go, the game mode wasn't involved going around killing shit. It was going around capturing alien pod points, like capture the flag. So, we know I can capture shit, but I can't shoot shit. So. other than that, that's it.
Future?
More Crisis 2. That's it.
All right, so I will move on to the Wombats.
Well, my fondling sucks.
Hey, don't feel
I'm
bad.
Tell you that
I'm
right
there
now.
With you this week.
So I've only played two things this week. I played, oh, that's not true, I guess. I did play a little bit more NASCAR for review, but I already talked about that last week. So there's really no way for me to, talk about it any more than I did last week. So the only things I played this week were Dragon Age 2, which, you know what? I don't care about the haters. I love this game so far. I mean, I understand that people have concerns and that, you know, they don't think it's as deep an RPG and they don't like the story. And, you know, I'm only 10 hours in, but I love this game. I think it's great. But I'm kind of a sucker for this universe, so that's probably part of it. And then the only other thing I played this week, and this is what we call a trip in the Wayback Machine, is on the iPhone. Free this week was a little game that some of you may have heard of called Choo Choo Rocket.
Oh, snap.
Wow.
And you know what? I love Choo Choo Rocket on the Dreamcast. And it actually translates pretty well to the iPhone. And like I said, it was free, so you definitely can't beat it for free. So I had a lot of fun playing Choo Choo Rocket this week, and that is my fondling for this week. If you can believe
it. Well, there you go.
It was Dragon Age 2 and Choo Choo Rocket was my fondling this week. I told you it sucked. Future fondling, I did get Assassin's Creed Brotherhood from GameFly, but I'm gonna wait to start that until I finish Dragon Age. And then other than that, it's just gonna be waiting on Mortal Kombat. So, and you know what's funny? What's funny about Mortal Kombat is that the week that Mortal Kombat comes out, my wife and son are leaving for leaving for 3.5 days because they're going to meet my wife's family in Tennessee, and I have to work, so I can't go. So it's going to be a lot of sitting home by myself and playing Mortal Kombat, I would imagine.
Oh, what a travesty.
Yeah, so the 21st, they leave. So, unfortunately, I work the night shift that Friday, so I'll be at work until 10 o'clock, but
I'll have those shadow people.
I should still have, luckily shadow people are scared of fireworks, and there's an amusement park right across the street from where I work, so.
Fantastic.
No, but I should have plenty of time to practice my Mortal Kombat skills.
Yeah, we're going to get together and play some.
Dude,
do you
not realize that we have a gamer night coming up?
I do realize that, but we all know how the gamer night works around here.
Yeah,
well,
nobody ever shows up.
This one's being professionally done, so we're good. I am even trying to talk to Warner Brothers and get us some prizes.
Do we have any more details?
That'd be kind of cool.
No, I don't have any more details. I'm going to try to schedule it for the Saturday after the game comes out, so that weekend. So
nice.
That's my goal. We're going to set it up. We're going to figure out which version. Obviously, we're all 360, so we're going to try to get enough people to get into a King of the Hill match.
I don't know, though. I mean, I got to be honest with you. I'm not sure at this point which version I'm going to get. Because, I mean, to be honest, they still haven't announced anything for the 360 that's exclusive. So it's like, I can buy the 360 one, or I can buy the PS3 one and get an exclusive stage with an exclusive stage fatality and an exclusive character.
Well, I mean, we can probably organize two different play nights.
Yeah, we can organize two different ones.
One for the 360, one for the PS3.
Yeah, so I don't know. I still haven't decided. I'm undecided. It depends on... I'm hoping that... I mean, they're running out of time to announce something for the 360.
I'm telling you, dude. They're not going
to
announce anything.
I don't think they're going to at this point.
If there's at least, like, a stage or something, I can justify buying it for the 360 because that's where most of my friends are going to be. But, I mean, if... I can't really justify paying the same price for the 360 version and getting two fewer pretty sizable pieces of content. So I don't know. I still haven't made my final decision, but we'll see.
That's why I'm buying both.
You're buying both because you're a fanboy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
No, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I love Mortal Kombat, so... I think that's the other thing, is Mortal Kombat always makes me excited because I love their mythology, so I'm curious to see where they go with the mythology. I'm one of those people who actually kind of thought the story in Mortal Kombat mythology Sub-Zero was kind of cool.
I liked it.
So
you saw the video of the outtakes, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, well, my fondling almost sucks as much as yours. Basically this week I didn't play a whole lot of nothing. Like everybody else, I finished up a couple games for review, played some more Tomb Raider trilogy to do my review for that, which there's not really much you can do. You just go in and see how the games match up, because I've already beat all three of them, so I just wanted to go in and see kind of how they measured up as far as a collection goes. And then played some more Dishwasher for review and finished that up. Both of those games really excellent. As far as the arcade games, I tried two demos because I gave away the codes to other people. I tried the Russian Attack Expatriate demo, and that game is ass. like really, really bad. Like, the controls are just awful, and like the enemy AI is about the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life, because you can hide in these little corridors. It's like Shadow Complex. It's a 2D, 3D adventure. With a giant map, you know, vertical, horizontal kind of deal. I mean, it sounds great on paper until you get into the game, and then, like, the enemies can see you, and then you can jump into a corridor, and then they're like, where'd you go? And then you can pop out and do your stealth move on them, and the controls are just so clunky and stiff, and it just doesn't work. It's just not a very good game, so kind of glad I didn't bother trying to review that. I just would have got mad. And the other game that I downloaded the demo for was Red Faction Battlegrounds. And I just don't understand why we have to put the Red Faction moniker on this game. Because it's RC Pro-Am. I mean, it literally, it's RC Pro-Am with guns. I mean, that's all it is. And it's not even very good at that. So why you felt the need to put the Red Faction moniker on it, I will never know. If you just made an arcade game made out of the destruction mode... I'd have bought that.
That would have been fun.
Yeah, and put it online or something, you know, that would have been great. But, you know, making a Red Faction game, RC Pro-Am style, that's just awful. Outside of that, I have been really kind of getting sickeningly obsessed with Mortal Kombat. So I played through the demo 45 more times this week.
You're like me with Street Fighter, dude.
Yeah, you don't understand. I got so bad I started digging through my old boxes, and I actually yanked out Mortal Kombat Armageddon and sat down and played. And you know, the first time you boot that sucker up and you see that character select screen, you just cry because it's awesome. There's like 50 characters on the screen and
mocap.
It like mo-cap. When I was playing that game, I started thinking like, God, you guys really kind of rode this game into the ground through Deadly Alliance Deception with the characters that they added, because, like, we're flipping through the character select screen and it's like, Darius? Who the fuck is Darius?
That's the reason why I didn't play most of those Mortal Kombats. It was like it became Madden almost.
Yeah, I mean, like, we're going through the character select screen, I'm like, oh god, I remember him, he was terrible. You know,
yeah, there were some awful. Now, there were some good characters that they added. Actually, Kenshi is one of my favorite Mortal Kombat characters, and yes, he was added in the 3D games.
Kenshi was great, but then you get to people like Bo Raicho and
awful.
And Draman.
Is that the dude that farts?
Yeah, he's a dude that farts.
Draman was awful.
Yeah.
Who is the other? The only characters from the 3D games I really liked were Havoc, who was the guy with the skull face.
Yeah.
Kenshi. And I actually didn't mind Hotaru either, from Deception. Those were really the only three characters from the 3D games that I actually liked, that they added for the 3D games that I actually liked.
Yeah.
Isn't there like an American, like Chuck Norris kind of guy?
Yeah, Cobra.
Cobra, yeah, who was basically Johnny Cage. I mean, with some horrible extra powers and horrible fatalities.
Oh, dude, the fatalities. Well, see, playing Armageddon, they like wiped out fatalities. You just did the creative fatality, which was just awful.
Armageddon was so lame.
Well, here's the funny thing. Like, going back and playing this game after I played the new one makes me realize how broken that game really was.
The hit detection was awful.
It was broke as can be.
Yeah, the blocking doesn't work half the time.
Hit detection was awful.
The hit detection is terrible. Like, you can't link combos together. You can't chain moves into combos.
Right.
And like, I'm playing this, I'm like, I remember when this was awesome.
Yeah. Well, what I can't imagine is, it seems like when I remember us playing Deception all the time, I don't remember it being broken like that.
No, I don't either. But if you go back and play it after playing the new Mortal Kombat, like
it's broke.
And you sit there and you go, "This is why everybody made fun of us when we used to play this, because this game is broken."
Yeah, I think we were both just kind of blinded by the. I mean, in Deception, I just loved the Conquest mode. Like, the Conquest mode in that game was amazing.
Well,
I think I got used to the controls because of all the fighting you had to do in the Conquest mode.
Well, I think that's what happened with us when we played this. When we first started playing, it was me and K-Dub were playing Versus, and when we first started playing it, we're like, this is awful. But by the end of it, we got used to its awfulness, so you actually got better at it. You knew what worked and what didn't work.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happened. I think we ignored it because, A, it was Mortal Kombat. The mythology's great. The characters are great, except for some of the new crap they added in the 3D version. And, you know, and then, of course, the fatalities and all that stuff. But there are so many things I hate about those three games now, especially the style changes. Stupid.
Yes. There was no reason for the ridiculous style changes.
And you remove things like the standard sweep, the standard uppercut, even when you hear the guys at that are making the new one, they're like, you know, when you pick up the controller for the new game, you want to know that back and circle is a sweep. You want to know that down and triangle is an uppercut.
Right.
You know? And these moves need to be in there. And then you play something like Armageddon, it's like, well, down and uppercut doesn't work.
Right.
And, you know, it's different for every character, and it's
and
like
half the styles were worthless. Like, they were just not fun to play at all. Like, I remember Quan Chi had this one crazy-ass style where he was, like, just standing there with both his arms parallel to each other, and it was just, the worst thing I've ever tried to play in my entire life.
Well, it's almost as good as Chameleon in Armageddon, who has the Karate Kid style.
The crane.
Right.
Crane kick.
Yeah, he just stands in that position, and the only thing he does is kick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so bad,
I'm pretty sure Shang Tsung had that style in
Deadly Alliance.
One of them had that style, in Deadly Alliance.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but doing the special moves are just...
The special moves are broken because, even Scorpion Spear, everybody knows that's back low punch. Well, in Armageddon, it's forward back one because they took away the punches and kicks.
And how do you do his teleport punch? We couldn't figure that out.
Yeah, we couldn't figure it out for the life of you. Like, it's down to back low punch. No, it's not.
Not in Armageddon.
What's funny is you guys are talking about this. I almost put Armageddon in the other day to play it.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, man, the new one comes out so soon. I don't want to ruin the first couple times I play the next one by playing this thing again.
Yeah, the only thing...
At least I guess I could play some of the cart combat.
You know, the funny thing is the only thing about Armageddon that really still gets me excited is that character select screen.
Yeah.
I know, because it's huge.
That thing is awesome, because, like, you look at it and you see, like, okay, everybody from Deadly Alliance and 4 and 3 and 2, like, everybody is in that game. And it was so funny because we're playing, and even all the bosses are selectable.
Yeah.
And yeah. then you can pick Mataro, and it's like, what'd they do, cut half of his body off?
Minus his two hooves.
Yeah.
He's, instead of four, he's got two now.
It's like, what? I'm like, dude, I love the Mortal Kombat guys, but Armageddon was such a, like, okay, we're just going to throw everything into a giant blender and break it. And it's so yeah. disappointing to play that, because I just really wanted to play some Mortal Kombat. And I'm sure that if I was actually looking for my copy of Trilogy, and I'm sure if I'd have put in my copy of Trilogy, it would have been the same experience. Like, okay, so many of these added characters are broken.
Yeah.
So, you know...
I really loved... I wish I had Trilogy still. I really love that game. What I loved most about Trilogy, and what I wish they would do, at least as like an unlockable or something, is the fact that in Trilogy you could turn one button fatalities on.
Yeah.
To where all you had to do was hit, you know, one button, and the button was different depending on which fatality you wanted to do. But you didn't have to memorize the button combos for everybody.
Yeah, that would be nice, and I hope that's an unlockable in the new one. But I do really appreciate the fact that once you unlock the fatality in the new one, you can pause it
right.
and go to the move select screen even after it says finish him.
Right.
So
is that including online?
No, online you can't pause, obviously.
Yeah.
Right. See, I won't be able to do them.
No, you'll have to pick one or two characters and just memorize those.
I've already chose Striker. Striker's going to be my guy.
Yeah, so, or you can buy the Collector's Edition Strategy Guide and have the little laminated card inserts.
Or you could just go online and look at them.
Yeah, while you're playing.
One thing you need to do is take a different
pair. You guys print out like we used to back in the day?
Oh, hell yeah,
We go to the fucking library. Is that still a place to head to the internet? It's like, okay, Mortal Kombat fatalities. Okay, I got to print this out. It's like a 20 fucking page essay. Like, all the fatalities.
I used to write them down in a notebook. I had a little notebook sitting next to me with all the fatalities written in it.
Yeah, I had the pages from the strategy guide with the fatality chart, like in a piece of paper in my back pocket. And I would, before I went into the arcade, I would open it and look at the character I was going to use and memorize it real quick and then put it back in my pocket. And I'd go in there like I knew what I was doing, and when I'd pull it off, I'd be like, yeah, I didn't have to look.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
man. I'll tell you what, though, Drew, seriously, you need to pick a different character than Striker.
Why?
Because Striker's lame.
Yeah, but Striker, he might be awesome. He might be awesome in this new game.
Yeah, you saw the ending of the demo. There was a grenade, really, and blood goes over his face.
I'm just really disappointed that was one of the characters they included to, or they chose to include.
Well, they included damn near everybody from 1 through 3.
But there's a couple characters that are missing that I would like to see. I'm one of the few people that actually likes Rain.
Yeah, but he wasn't in 3. He wasn't in 1 through 3.
No, you're right. He wasn't in 1 through 3. But
so, and that's really what they're doing. And you know Rain's going to be DLC. They've mentioned him like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
Him and Shinnok, I guarantee, are going to be one of the two next announced DLCs.
He was awful, too.
But no, it's awesome. I'm super pumped. I am praying that sometime this week I get my copy, because I really want to play it early. And I'm just dying to get into the story mode, start unlocking the crypt, and playing through the single players. The online stuff will come after everybody else gets it, and I finally get online and start playing, but... God, I'm so pumped for this game. It's ridiculous. As far as future fondling, my dumbass will probably continue to play the demo until I get the game.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that.
And it's like, this is the demo. I literally think I've probably put about 20 hours in this demo. And that's kind of sad. But I the only other thing that I really want to play is, I've put it off for a couple weeks, but I do have the new Mass Effect Arrival DLC. And I really, really want to play through it. I was actually going to play through it Friday night, but then K-Dub was like, let's play some Crysis, and I can barely ever turn that down. So that's...
I heard the DLC is not that special.
Well, I hear people say that, and then I hear people say, I don't really care what everybody else says, it's fun. I just want to play it because it's a lead into the third game.
Right.
So that's really the big reason I want to play it. So, and it'll finish out my... This will be like the last time I play Mass Effect 2, you know? So... And I'm kind of looking forward to my swan song, so I can get ready for the third one.
Yeah, I need to finish that on PS3.
So, but that's it. That's my fondling. That's my future fondling. And whenever I get my Mortal Kombat, everybody that follows me on Twitter will certainly know. then you'll know, because I won't be on anymore.
Yeah. So either the Shadow people got him, or Mortal Kombat came out.
Exactly. That's the way the world works. All right, now that the fondling is over, we have time for the news, baby.
And now, News for Gamers Internet Star Radio program proudly presents That One English Guy's Weekly Dirt. Brought to you by Hacker Begone. Tired of hackers all up in your business? Hack Begone exploits their one weakness. Any attempt to hack your system will be met with the voice of a woman. Overcome with social awkwardness, the hacker will quickly give up. And now your host, Zero Tolerance.
Oh, we got a fighting war going on. Sony's Jack Tretton this week, he made a comment about the 3DS. He said Nintendo handhelds are great babysitting tools.
Give me
a listen to that.
Yeah.
It's coming from a guy who's getting his ass handed to him by Nintendo.
Yep, that's the way it usually works. SOCOM 4 is starting to show up to reviewers. Hint, hint. But the big beta include this time is Resistance 3 beta will come with SOCOM 4.
Interesting.
Here was a big news story. Sony's just pounding it this week, man. Twisted Metal, new trailer. Everybody watch it?
Nope.
Awesome. Awesome trailer. Release date has been set. October 4th.
October.
Pumped. Ready for that game. You know how we were all complaining there's no Kinect games? That's why the thing sucks? Well, guess what? Now you can play UFC Personal Trainer.
Woohoo!
Yay, Personal Trainer.
Are you excited?
I'm excited.
Who's going to teach me how to train myself? Chuck Liddell.
It's got current UFC title holders Cain Velasquez and John Bones Jones.
Okay.
Cool.
The backstory for Portal will be filled in using a webcomic that premiered this week. MTV Games announced a brand new studio. Comedy Central is also involved in Spike TV called 345 Games.
Huh.
So, there you go. SSX, the new game from EA, the snowboarding remake, has dropped the Deadly Descents moniker. But it's still going to be over the top, so don't worry.
It's just not going to be dark.
Yeah. Mass Effect movie coming in 2012. The film is in development at Funimation Entertainment.
Funimation. So yeah. It's going to have Dragon Ball Z guys in it.
I think Funimation also did Aliens vs. Ninjas.
Yeah, that's something to get behind.
I actually think it's kind of a good choice for it to be an animated movie.
Well, Funimation doesn't just do animation anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I give it crap, but I mean, they're a pretty good production company.
Aliens vs. Ninjas is actually live action. It's on Netflix. So there you go. The NGP launch will not be impacted by the quake, according to Sony.
Okay.
Some artwork for Rare's Cameo 2 popped up on the internet this week. And it's a realistic look for Cameo.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks like Chloe from
Uncharted?
Uncharted 2.
Yeah, it looks really, really good. And it really makes me sad that they won't make a sequel, because I love that game. I'm really disappointed that we won't get to see that game. Mortal Kombat news. The web series debuts this week, and if you're a big fan like I am, not only will that debut this week, but the website Machinima is actually also running a 3-hour video of them playing the game, followed by the premiere of the web series first episode.
When is it premiere?
Premieres on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So
April 12th. Okay.
April 12th.
Tuesday. They're trying to pull on the whole Street Fighter thing.
What do you mean?
But for me, it was Tuesday.
Oh, no, everything's released on Tuesday. don't bring it. What else we got? The Monster Hunter Animal Crossing mashup is getting a sequel.
Monster Hunter Animal Crossing?
It's called Monhan Nikki Poka Poka Iru Muraji.
You just said words, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. As best I could. Capcom is unveiling a new game this week. We don't know what it is. Something dragony, maybe.
Something dragony.
There's a teaser site up, of course, with a countdown, but it's probably just a countdown to an announcement. So, yeah.
Countdown to a countdown.
Rockstar talking about the GTA movie. They said it would be made by Rockstar or with top talent. So they're not going to publish it out to no Uwe Boll. So. NBA Jam is coming back. There's a new version of NBA Jam set to be released this fall. I don't even know what to think about this. This is kind of funny. It's like, hey, we know what we broke, and we're going to fix it. Send it out to you. So there you go.
This one's interesting.
PlayStation certified tablet slated for release this summer. It's an Android tablet.
Huh. Huh.
So that should be interesting. GameStop is apparently going to get into the tablet business.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
God, this tablet thing is getting nuts.
Thank you, Apple.
Thank you, Apple. New Black Ops map pack leaked. I know the only person that cares about this is not on the show. Sorry, John. It's the Escalation map pack. It includes a zoo.
Seize the zoo.
That's really kind of cool. I love the zoo level in Army, too. The hotel and the convoy. There's also a stockpile and survive the call of the dead. So it looks like five new things, some for zombie mode, some for regular.
Hey, it's The Rock.
Yeah, it's The Rock. If there's a Call of Duty film, he wants to be in it. Big deal. Metal Gear Solid expands with a clothing line.
What? It looks like the Dharma jumpsuit.
The NGP release date may no longer fall in 2011.
Aww. But that was because of the quake, and you just said 2 minutes ago that it won't affect.
Well, I'm going
it.
Backwards. I can't help
it. I know. I'm just saying that. That.
Well.
We all know about the hacking that's going on, taking down PlayStation, which it was down last night when I tried to go to the PlayStation store.
Their new video said that they're not trying to do that, try not to, you know, impede the gamers and trying to, you know, close down PSN, but what the fuck else would they be trying to do? I don't understand this, and I don't understand them, and I think they need to stop their bullshit because they're hurting us more than they're helping us.
They're not helping anybody.
Well, that's what they're claiming.
They're not helping anybody.
No, they're not, and they need to fucking stop. This lawsuit needs to happen, and they need to just be banished from Earth.
You gonna put them on a little island and blow them up? Is that what you're saying?
In an ideal world.
Nah, I would love to see that.
You go to jail.
Please. We'll be fucking heroes.
There's still no date for Final Fantasy XIV subscription fees. Square Enix is still unsure of when it will begin asking Final Fantasy XIV players to pay a monthly fee. This doesn't sound like a bad thing. If you're enjoying the game, you get to play it for free right now, I guess?
I didn't know that. I thought it was still you had to pay.
Well, I guess because they shut down the servers and brought them back up because of the quake. I don't know.
Well, no, it's... they haven't been able to... Square Enix has not have been comfortable with the idea of their customers paying for the game, like, at all so far since its launch. And it's due to the fact that the game's still broken.
Well, the game sucks. That's probably why I shouldn't ask you to pay for it.
Well, it's one of the worst tragedies in pretty much the company since the Final Fantasy movie.
Snap.
New Burnout has kind of been talked about, and it could be based around the crash mode.
Yeah.
So maybe getting back to the roots?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. Well.
Yes. You will like it. Say you like it.
Damn.
I may. I don't know. Like, I like Burnout Paradise. Crashes. I liked how it worked.
I liked Burnout Paradise.
Oh, I did too, but Burnout Revenge is my favorite.
I'll agree with you, K-Dub.
Yeah. See?
I just liked it because I can always see Killer Wolverine crash.
Oh, shut up.
Killer Wolverine crashes.
Every time I look at the hole in my wall, it reminds me of that fateful day.
Oh, I bet it does.
You know you can patch that, right?
Yeah, I know. It's just...
Do you keep it up there as a reminder of how dark you can get?
Yes, it does. Yes, that's exactly why I'm keeping it up. And not to be so stupid next time.
It keeps you from punching another hole right next to it.
This reminds me of when I hit rock bottom.
Oh.
But that's all the news going back. The only other news I had this week that I don't know why it's not on here is the Street Fighter DLC that got leaked.
Yeah.
Arcade mode is going to be DLC, and all I can say is, what
it's
the
about
fuck?
Fucking time.
Yeah.
What the what happened to we
DLC's
can't do?
DLC's not possible.
Yeah. Whatever. I said the same thing when they announced it the first time. Oh, we got to release a disc version because DLC is not possible. Oh, wait, here's some DLC.
And buy this.
Yeah, I swear.
You know what it is?
Capcom, buy this, bitches.
Capcom saw Mortal Kombat and was like, you know what? They're giving away more content than we charge for in 2 years. Snap. I said it.
Look at you starting shit, man.
Is this going to turn into a Street Fighter Mortal Kombat war again?
No, I don't believe in
that. They can coexist.
I have no problem with them coexisting. I have no problem with the fact that I enjoy both of them. But it just goes to show you that Capcom has been nickel and diming you for the past 2 years.
Trust me, I know this.
Oh, I think everybody knew that.
Yeah, well, maybe now they'll be forced to step up, because in this day and age, you can't afford to lose customers.
Let's see, the bad thing is Capcom doesn't really know how to do DLC. You know, they're charging you for the Shadow Mode shit now? Come on.
What? They're charging for that?
Yeah, they charge $1 for it.
What?
Like, who's going to buy
that?
That
stuff is a fucking joke.
So stupid.
Well, I can't believe they're charging for costumes that are on the disc.
Oh, God.
They're charging for characters that's on the disc.
Yep.
They're not even good characters.
No, that was not cool. If I hadn't got them for free, I wouldn't have bought them. Tell you that
I'm,
right now.
Yeah, seriously, it's same for me. Like, I'm totally done with Marvel vs. Capcom 3. I really am.
So, and I know who on the show gets upset about there being the fireball characters in Street Fighter, because I watched the video for the DLC. They're all four fireball characters.
Yeah, I know. But, well, except for
Yun and Yang or whatever, but like, they're all just versions of Akuma.
That's why I never understood that.
Like, come on, dude. I like those kind of characters too, but now you're going to want me to pay for that? Come on, man. That's like
Ryu that plays like Akuma.
It's like putting four versions of Sub-Zero in a DLC pack. Like, here you go.
And Akuma that plays like Akuma.
Yeah. It's the same dude. Oh, anyway. Oh, moving on. I have questions. This one comes from Nade Magnet. Did I read this already? About Sucker Punch?
I don't know.
I don't think I did the Sucker Punch one. He says, despite poor reviews, I liked Sucker Punch quite a bit. Enough to purchase it on Blu-ray when it's eventually released. I may enjoy it even more after a second viewing. The visuals are amazing. The action is kick-ass. The story is simple, but does exist. It's darker than I expected. The acting is nothing to write home about. The lead character couldn't act her way out of a wet paper bag. I thought the reviews were a bit harsh. The movie has Zack Snyder's trademark style to it. It's a live-action comic book. Sure, it's not for everybody, but I think its primary target is teenage boys and dirty old men who love video games. Hey, that's me. Now I feel obligated to ask a question. If you could take one video game and make it into a movie, which video game would that be, and who would you like to see direct it? I'd love to see Metal Gear Solid made into a movie directed by Ridley Scott, James Cameron, David Fincher, or the Wachowski brothers in a very serious style, not by Uwe Boll, the brothers Strauss, or Paul Anderson, in any film starring Jason Statham style. What are your favorite movies? Love the show. Keep up the good work.
Wow. That's a long question.
No doubt, man.
What about my favorite movies? I mean, depends on the genre.
Empire Strikes Back.
As far as children, like, my childhood favorite movie was probably Hook.
Hook? With, like, Dustin Hoffman?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Wow. Interesting.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. That's just... what?
Rufio.
Rufio?
Rufio. Oh, yeah. Hook killed Rufio, for Christ's sake.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Peter Pan.
I'd probably say, even though I read the other day some disturbing news about this movie, but Labyrinth was like one of my favorite childhood movies. Somebody said, is that movie supposed to be about like pedophilia or something? And I'm like, what?
I have no idea. I've never heard that before.
Somebody was talking about that on a forum the other day. I'm like, you guys have way too much time on your hands, man. I guess because David Bowie was so old in the movie and he was kidnapping, you know, Jennifer Connelly's little brother to get her to come to the castle or something. I like you reading way too much into that story.
That's what happens in today's society, though.
I tell you another movie that it's not necessarily one of my favorites, but for some reason, every time I see it on television, I have to sit there and watch it. It's My Cousin Vinny.
Dude, I have that on my Netflix instant queue. I like that movie.
I like the movie too. That's the reason why I watched it every time it was on television. But I will not seek it out.
I will not seek it out.
You won't seek it out.
I guess to answer the other question, what video game would you like to become a movie, and who would direct it? I'd like to see an Assassin's Creed movie, but I don't know who would direct it.
That's a good question.
Not James Cameron, because otherwise there'd just be way too much backstory.
You know who might be good at that? Assuming it was in the same style, what's his name? Gore Verbinski, the guy that did the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Yeah, he's doing BioShock as well.
Yeah. And by the way, my favorite movies are Tombstone and Fist of Legend, since I didn't throw them out there before.
Oh, Tombstone's great.
I'll tell you what movie I'd like to be made from a game. And this was actually due to the fact that back in the 80s, I saw a Japanese anime called Valley of the Wind. It's also known in Japan as Nausicaä, Valley of the Wind. And when I watched this movie back in the 80s, for some reason, I thought it was an animated Zelda movie, because some of the visuals and the lead character looked a lot like Link, and some of the monsters looked like they came out of a Zelda game. But, I mean, it was actually completely unrelated, and this movie was actually directed by Hayao Miyazaki, who did a lot of the big animated movies. So I would just throw out there that I'd like to see Miyazaki make a Legend of Zelda animated movie.
You know,
I think that'd be sweet.
You know what would happen if they did a Legend of Zelda movie now? You know who would be Link?
Who's that?
Michael Cera.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
He'd be like, princess, I'm here to save you and stuff.
Here's the problem with a Zelda movie is...
That story
Link
is
never,
kind of
Link
stupid.
Never Link, talks.
Yeah, he never talks.
So, I mean, it's like, are you going to have an entire movie where Link has no dialogue?
Yeah.
I mean, because anything you know how people are. Any kind of voice you give him, whatever actor you get to play him, whatever his voice is, people are going to be like, that's not what Link sounds like. Like, how do you know what Link sounds like?
I've heard him.
Who hasn't talked in 20 years.
Yeah.
Just make him sound like Mega Man.
Excuse me, princess.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, we'll avoid those.
Oh,
also,
come on.
If I was going to do a second one, it'd be a Dragon Quest animated movie by animation of Akira Toriyama.
Wow, that you've already got that pretty much. Except it's not in movie form.
Gambas, can you do one in real life? That's not animated.
Know. You see, when it becomes live action, it's like a lot of the magic kind of disappears. To me, sometimes, I mean, in the case of like the Mortal Kombat web series, where it's kind of like it's like an alternate universe type thing. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
The first Mortal Kombat movie is pretty cool. I can't wait to own it on Blu-ray.
The first Mortal Kombat movie is possibly the only decent video game movie ever.
For sure.
Because it did exactly what it was supposed to do, where no other video game movie's ever done. It spoke to the fucking story.
What are you talking about? Blood Rain was amazing.
No, seriously. Like, think about all the video game movies out there. They always, like, alter it. You kidding me? Fucking Super Mario Brothers?
Oh, yeah.
It's about evolution.
Street Fighter?
Mortal Kombat was good because it was about a fucking tournament.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how could you fuck that movie up? Well, the second one.
The second one fucked it up.
Yeah. The second one. If you ever watched the last... I mean, assuming you haven't seen the whole movie, all you'd have to do is watch the last fight in the movie and watch... it turns into, like...
Gumby.
Well, yeah, that's exactly... I mean, it turns into, like, a Godzilla movie at the end. It's awful.
Well, see, here's the thing, is the people who made Annihilation knew how bad it sucked and that the only reason you watched it was for the fight scenes, because on the DVD, you can literally just watch the fight scenes.
I know. That's awesome.
And you know what? That's the only reason to own that movie, because those fight scenes are actually pretty good.
I guess as far as a video game that I would like to see turn into a movie, besides Dragon Age, which is pretty much like a movie now, Castlevania.
That was supposed to be a movie at one point. It was actually going to be a reality TV show.
Fuck?
Yeah. And they scrapped it?
Good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank Christ.
So, but yeah, be careful what you wish for.
Just make a fucking action movie with a guy in a whip killing vampires.
That's not going to happen. Everybody has to Hollywoodize it.
I know.
Video games, you really don't need to, though.
Well, they feel like they do.
Well, they
don't. Anymore, you don't, really. I mean, pretty much now, any video game you're going to have is basically like a movie. Right. So it's like people talking about an Uncharted movie all the time and like how much they'd love to see an Uncharted movie. It's like, it's already a movie.
Yeah, pretty much. Or just go watch Indiana Jones and be content.
There you go.
Yeah, seriously.
Just, you know, visualize Drake instead of Indy.
Exactly. Take the hat off. We're good.
Give him whip.
You know?
Yeah, what's kind of interesting is I've been introducing a lot of video games to my wife, and I showed her like Final Fantasy 13 and a couple other games, and she actually, it seems like it kind of turns her off, because she feels that the game is trying to be a movie, and to her it's like the games kind of have like a misplaced identity or something.
Show her something besides Final Fantasy.
Well, Gambus, if you'd have shown me Final Fantasy, I'd have been kind of disappointed too.
No, I actually showed her Mass Effect 2 as well. So
the first, I was gonna say, if you showed her the second one,
yeah, but.
Well, people who aren't into video games, that's not what you show them. You show them Mario Kart or Mortal Kombat or something like that. Something that's real simple.
Yeah.
You don't show them, like, the coup de grace. It's like people who don't like movies. You don't show them Casablanca. You show them Jackass or something.
Yep.
You know?
That's true.
I think that's what the problem is that they try to take a video game and say, we need to make this for a broader audience. And then they ruin it.
Yeah, but that's the way it's always been. And, you know, I think they need to start doing it. They need to take video games as seriously as they do comic books.
Seriously, they've made some decent comic book movies, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, go down that route. You'll have some crappy ones, but you'll have a lot of good ones, too.
Speaking of which, I'm sure you guys have
don't
seen
start with the Green Lantern.
Green Lantern.
I swear to God.
What do you think?
What do I think of what? I haven't seen it. It's not out.
The trailer.
What do you think of the trailer?
What about
the extended trailer?
What do you think about it?
It looks good.
Yeah, it does. Looks awesome.
It was a lot of effort just trying to get someone's opinion.
I'm a stubborn bitch. I've seen Gambus. That's the only reason he gets on Facebook or Twitter is to talk about the Green Lantern. So I'm like, I've heard all about it. I know it's DC. So hello, I'm gonna like it. It's Ryan Reynolds. I like Ryan Reynolds. He fits Hal Jordan's character. Okay, I'm gonna be happy about it.
I don't know about that.
We're not gonna get in a comic book debate here.
But
Ryan Reynolds would have been a good Wally West.
Your mom's a good Wally West.
She is being cast as Wally West in the next Flash movie.
Hey, you know who would be a good Wally West?
Wally
West.
Wally.
Sheldon from Big Bang Theory.
Who?
Sheldon.
Sheldon from Big Bang Theory.
Jim Parsons.
Neil Patrick Harris would be a good one, too.
He does the voice.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you know, he has the runner's body, I guess.
The runner.
Ooh. Wow. He's got that runner's body.
Hey, Drew, are you stretching again?
Aww.
But in terms of the other question, my favorite movies are Lord of the Rings.
Of course.
Yep. One ring to rule them all.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It's all about the quest.
It's all about the walk that could have been done in a half hour.
The quest. It's all about the quest.
The quest and its giant trees.
Yeah, well.
I can't think of, like, my favorite movie. Pulp Fiction's one of them.
That's a good one.
Dude, if I had to, you know, like I said, Empire Strikes Back, because I'm a Star Wars nerd, and that movie's incredible, and Signs.
I liked Unbreakable. There you go.
Yeah, Unbreakable was a great movie.
Yeah. Unbreakable, yeah.
Another movie that I will mention, and so I may get some shit for, Running Scared with Paul Walker. It's the only movie Paul Walker's ever been able to act in.
Fast Five.
I have to say, I have seen every Fast and Furious movie, and I will see Fast Five, because I do. I don't know.
Well, I mean, that's your thing, though. I mean, that's Cars. I mean, that's your thing.
Yeah, I mean, I love Cars, but, I mean, it's just, it's cheesy, and it's to the point where, like, you know, we start laughing at it.
Right.
Like, yeah. You know.
Well, I mean, the first one was good. I enjoyed the first one, but do they need four more?
No, not at all.
You know, we tried to do that last night. We tried to watch Leprechaun in the Hood.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I just wanted to watch it for its comedic value, and my
there
God.
Was really
you
fun.
Haven't seen Leprechaun in the Hood?
No, I tried to watch it because I thought it would
I
be
liked
funny.
Ice-T's big old afro in the
dude,
beginning.
Well, the fact that he was, like, pulling weapons out of his fro was
baseball
awesome.
Baseball bat, I think he pulled out.
Yes.
There you go.
With a baseball bat out of his afro?
Yeah, he pulled out a knife, a gun, and a baseball bat.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, if you guys want to watch a really funny, cheesy, old-school horror flick, the Troll movies.
No, I've seen those.
Oh, those movies are awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what I saw on Netflix that I need to watch is Pinocchio's Revenge. It's a horror movie.
Oh, God, I saw it on Netflix. So fucking stupid.
That's why that and Rumpelstiltskin I want to watch. Just because I know those are going to be terrible. All right, well, I have, that's all the questions. The question thread's dead. It's empty.
Damn.
There's a question in there that says, what comes after Thursday, in reference to that stupid song.
It's Friday.
Friday.
But, now it's time for the Twitter. Mookie's Groove had one from this week. It says, don't you think the level designs of Dragon Age 2 were cheap, repetitive, and frustrating?
They're definitely repetitive because because the every cavern is like based off the same cavern. It just opens up differently. It's yeah. I mean, it's probably the worst cut and paste job I've ever seen in terms of indoor environments, and that's coming from someone who really likes the game.
He also says, "I just finished Dragon Age 2, and I'm mostly disappointed. I'm going back to Mass Effect 2."
Man.
A lot of hate on this game.
See, I don't like. I love the game. I think the gameplay is fantastic. It's just the choices that they made with. I don't know. Like the combat's fantastic. I think the way they do the whole like story, as in like you're just some nobody guy. You're not really progressing to a big final battle kind of thing. You know. First game, you're stopping a blight, you know. Second game, you're just like a refugee. And, you know, the story really doesn't get too good until the third act.
I don't know. I have yet to play it because I don't have time.
But, I mean, I love the game. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, you can read my review. I think it's a fantastic game. It's just not epic. I mean, that's the only way I can put it. And I hate using the word epic, but that's the only way you can say it.
Shanghai Six gave us a shout and said, after listening to these clowns for 2 years, I was humbled to be on the show. Thanks again, guys. And then he sent out a Follow Friday with the government shutdown Follow Friday. And all I can say to that is, it's a good
game! Yeah.
So, but it didn't shut down, so you're good. H-Dogger says, I didn't realize you were getting so close to your 200th episode. Seems like just yesterday you hit 100. And just to give you...
it is getting pretty close.
It's getting scarily close. This is 193, I believe?
Could be. No, 195, isn't it?
No, we ain't that far up. It's 193. I was right, yeah. It's 193. So, 7 weeks.
There you go.
We got a big, long string of tweets from Sadoom. He says, just beat Killzone 3, A-plus game with a Kavit. Tons of stupid little stupid-ass issues. Overall, great game. Also rocked Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. Dude, can I get a what the f*** ending? I'm not going to say it because Wombat's on the show.
That's
I haven't
right.
played it either.
Played it.
So don't read his tweets.
I'm about to start Assassin's Creed 2.
Yeah, so sorry, Sadoom, but I agree with you. Yeah, that was messed up. And I'm sure if John was here, he would agree. But that dude, that was just what... He actually says what happened, so I'm not going to read it. He says, I'm at long last working through Uncharted 1. Right away, I like it. Am I alone in hating the PS3 controller? No, you are not.
No, even I can say that it's not the greatest.
He says, I feel it sucks balls at games with FPS controls. I hate the fact that your thumbs are so close to each other, it feels weird. Also, the weightness of it feels so cheap as opposed to the 360 controller, which feels great in every aspect, even the D-pad now that it's fixed. Love the show. Lonnie says hi.
Well, Lonnie's dead now, so...
Yeah. But no, I am actually in agreement. The Xbox 360 controller is now my favorite controller, period.
Yep.
So
yeah, I would agree with that.
That controller has changed everything as far as just about every kind of game, especially now with the new D-pad, which the new D-pad is phenomenal. So...
I almost think that I would say that the... Even though there weren't really all that many... Great games on it. I still think maybe the GameCube controller is my favorite.
That was a good controller. It just was
very
right.
Comfortable controller.
Yeah, but it didn't work for some games, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But I do agree with you that it is probably one of the most comfortable controllers I ever played with. Key134 says, "Hey guys, I'm going to get Portal 2. Watched a walkthrough of it on YouTube, and I don't know how I managed to miss this game. P.S. I hope there's cake. The co-op mode does look interesting." You know, I was actually down on this game when they first announced it. I'm like, how do you take a $15 mod and turn it into a $60 retail game? But after sitting down and watching it at PAX, this game is going to be incredible. And it's that week is awesome. Because I know, Drew, you're probably the only person who will get excited about this with me, but Arcana Heart 3 comes out on PSN that week.
Hey.
Which is a fighting game.
Hey. I'm happy now. I didn't even know that was coming.
Yeah. It's a 2D anime fighting game. It comes out that week on PSN. Portal 2 comes out that day. SOCOM 4 comes out that day. And Mortal Kombat comes out that day. So, that day is a hell of a good day. But yeah, I agree with Key134. That game looks great. I'm interested to see how the co-op works. I hope somebody else buys it so I can play with them. Because it looks really fun. Stan Incredinho. I know I butchered that, but that's all I can get out of that. Says, which setting do you think the Grand Theft Auto series will use next?
They may do Grand Theft Auto 5 instead of a... timepiece setting. If not, they I don't know why they couldn't do the 70s. Yeah.
What city, though?
New City. Sin City. Las Vegas. Even though that was in San Andreas.
I was going to say, isn't that San Andreas? But
yeah, but I mean, come on. San Andreas is like a freaking state, almost.
Yeah, it was a pretty big level.
That was huge.
Eeyore Kara says, I'm a Drew fanboy.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, you got your first fanboy.
I'm building my army. I'm going after you.
You're growing up.
Mm-hmm.
He says, love the show, guys. All of you are great. I never miss an episode. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
GrayF34 says, hey, guys, do any of you guys have the third birthday? And as much as I like the game, the boss fights can suck my left nut. yes, I have the third birthday, and yes, the boss fights can suck a nut. That game can be complicated at times. Iorkara says, oh, I finally watched Starship Troopers 2 and 3. 2 totally sucked. 3 was pretty good. Rumors about Part 4. Your thoughts on movies?
Starship Troopers 1 was good. I didn't like any of the other ones.
I haven't seen any of the other ones, but didn't, what's his nuts? The guy that played Johnny in the first one, didn't he come back for the third one?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, he was in the third one, even though I haven't seen it either.
Well, the first one was so good because it was made by the guy that did RoboCop. So.
Yeah, it was campy as hell.
Yeah, it was supposed
to
be.
That was the point.
So, but I never saw the second and third one, probably because they went straight to DVD, and I'm afraid of those.
I'm trying to think of a good straight-to-DVD. Yeah, I don't think there are any.
Yeah, those always scare me, you know? Like Far Cry. Of course.
I've watched Far Cry.
Dude, it's on Netflix. Is it any good?
It is a Uwe Boll movie.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's got that guy who played the badass German guy in Inglourious Bastards. I don't know what that guy's name is.
The main German
guy?
The
main guy.
Dude, I love that guy in Inglourious Bastards.
Yeah, the one who, like, you know, stabbed that guy in the back like a million times before he got shot.
Yeah.
Spoiler. But anyway, I can't remember what that guy's name is, but yeah, he's the main character in Far Cry.
Interesting. I may have to watch it just for that.
I mean, it's not... Yeah, it's bad, but I mean, it's...
It's not Postal bad?
Yeah, it's not Postal bad. I'll tell you what, you played Far Cry 2. Imagine you sitting down playing Far Cry 2 in the worst parts for 2 hours, and that's what Far Cry the movie is.
Dude, that does not make me want to watch that movie.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, it's... watch the movie. I mean,
imagine playing the worst parts of a mediocre game, and that's what the movie's like. Yeah, that's a real... No wonder they didn't hire you to write the back of the box.
Well, it is a Uwe Boll movie.
Yeah, that's true. That might actually be a compliment for most of his achievements.
Exactly.
All right. Graham34 says, Mortal Kombat is coming out next week. Really? I didn't know that. I'm getting it on PS3. Which system are you guys getting it on? Toasty! Which, by the way, I got my Toasty this week on the demo.
Wait, it is in the demo?
Yeah. It's very rare, but I got it.
Well, how the hell you get it?
You got to do an uppercut.
I do them all the time.
Yeah, well, it's random.
Oh, Jesus.
It's very hard to get, so...
But, I remember when you used to get them every friggin' match, like twice in the match.
Yeah, it's not that common anymore. I played through it 4 times and got it once Friday night. So
I'm just going to do uppercuts until I get it.
That's all I did, the 4 times I played through it. but I think everybody, I'm getting both versions. I know everybody else is getting 360, except Wombat's on the fence now, right?
Yeah, I'm on the fence. It'll probably be 360, but I'm on the fence.
Yeah.
Join us in the 360.
Iorkara says, what do you call a bee that produces milk?
No clue.
Boobies.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, that fits the show, you know.
It does fit the show. I just started playing. Your car also says, I just started playing through Uncharted 2 again. Damn, I forgot how awesome it is.
That is a great, great game.
Dislowboy916 says, measured by their badassness, what character in the video game world has the biggest testes? Dude, I don't even have to think about it. It's Duke Nukem.
Duke Nukem is a smart ass.
Yeah, but he's got some big testes.
Let's see here.
I've never really thought about that.
What about that dude in Conker?
Yeah. Conker, I forgot about that. Day?
You had to roll the balls, the steel balls.
Oh.
That was awesome. I love that game, man. I wish that I would pay so much money. If I was ever rich, I would pay for the development of a new Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Who would you have to develop it?
Rare.
Yeah, still? Like he. Is it going to have Xbox avatars?
It justice.
It'll be Kinect enabled.
Yeah. Oh man, who is a badass? I'm trying to think of a pure badass.
Solid Snake.
Solid Snake's pretty badass.
He jumped after the Metal Gear Ray after it jumped into the sea.
I have to say, after Metal Gear Solid 4, I think Raiden's a pretty big badass. That dude got hit by a fucking submarine and didn't die.
Yeah, no. Spoiler.
My God, from 2009?
Dude, I called spoilers on Final Fantasy VII.
Okay, Sephiroth. Actually, I have to say, in Crisis Core, Sephiroth is a pretty big badass.
Hey, speaking of that, I remember back in the late 90s, before Final Fantasy VII came out, me and one of my friends got on the internet, like this Final Fantasy like news group or something, where it was like just chat.
It was more like fan fiction.
Yeah, well, it was like people were saying like, oh, I wonder what this is going to be like. Well, anyway, we went on the internet and pretended that we already had the game. It was like, everybody dies! And people were, like, flipping out. And
so you used to be a troll.
Yep. Back in the late 90s, yep.
That explains all that hair.
Oh.
Oh, man. Who else? I think Gabriel Belmont's a pretty big badass.
He is a badass.
Yeah. Especially after that ending.
Yeah.
Spoiler!
Spoiler!
I'm just looking at my games and see John Marston's a badass.
Yeah.
Who else? Ooh, I see DJ here. Okay, DJ, the DJ from DJ
Hero.
Oh, for
God's sake, you're reaching now.
Vin Diesel is a badass from The Wheelman,
because
I got that sitting on my shelf.
No, he is not.
Play Milo.
He's a douche ass.
I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing.
Seriously, why do you have The Wheelman?
Because I got it for $14.
Wow.
And I never
finished. I was waiting for you to say like $5 or something. You paid $14 for The Wheelman?
I did.
I'm not talking to you anymore.
It wasn't that bad.
It's not that bad. All right, when you're out of the car, it's bad. But when you're in the car, it's not bad.
I like jumping from car to car. That was fun.
Yeah. Chuck Green. I'm just naming games now, main characters of the game.
I noticed.
The guy from Red Faction Guerrilla.
Okay, nobody's a badder ass than Batman, okay? End of story.
Well, Batman, he's a badass, but that guy is just like 10 steps ahead of everybody.
Exactly, that's why he's a badass.
Yeah, I mean, he's just playing good.
I mean, he'll fight like Kryptonians with his bare hands. Bring it.
I've never understood that. Like, I've watched the cartoon. We watched the cartoon, like, it was like Public Enemies. Yeah, Superman and Batman.
Yeah.
And they got to a big-ass fight, and they had these big-ass robots. Superman was getting his ass torn up by these little robots. Batman, he put two bombs on him and exploded, and he was just sitting there waiting for Superman to get done.
Exactly.
I was like, what the fuck? I mean, this guy is just 10 steps ahead of everybody.
And can somebody explain to me why Ricky Bobby is trending on Twitter?
I don't understand half the stuff that's trending on Twitter.
I don't know. Is there a new one coming out? Because if so, that'd be pretty awesome.
All right, next up, Mega Monkey says, what was the one game from 2010 or 2011 so far that you really wish you didn't have to move on from?
Wow.
Really wish you didn't have to move on from.
I mean, I don't move on from any game, really.
Well, I guess you don't play it anymore because you've beat the crap out of it, kind of thing.
I haven't beat the crap out of it, but I do want to get back into it. Demon Souls.
I'd probably say Just Cause 2, because I finally wore that out after 60 hours. I finally wore it out.
I mean, I still play Street Fighter, and I've put over 120 hours in that game.
I'll probably say Dragon Quest IX.
Yeah, imagine that. You haven't moved on from it, dude.
No, but I probably will sometime this year. Maybe.
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 Anybody else?
I don't know.
Red Dead Redemption.
I can't think of anything.
Red Dead?
Yeah. Red Dead was... God. Red Dead was amazing.
Yeah. That was a great game.
Probably Assassin's Creed 2.
It came out in 2009, dude.
I still haven't finished that game.
Oh, my God.
I'm working on it. I'm going to make a conscious decision to sit down and play it since I'm kind of caught up on my reviews right now.
All right, next question. Eeyore Carr is back. He says, MotorStorm 3 demo did not impress me at all. Controls were tweaked and no mud. Did you guys play it, own it? No, because Sony sucks in America.
Snap.
I'm so pissed about that. We still don't have the demo.
Yeah.
And we still don't have the game. Still
where is Eeyore Carr from?
Well, he's in Australia.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
Sorry, dude.
Yeah, we cannot access the demo for some reason.
Can't access the PSN right now, though.
Yeah, you can't even get on the PSN anyway, even if you could, but, you know. But still.
What? Fucking, damn it. I don't know. It's pissing me off.
It's pissing everybody off.
I'm turning on my PS3 right now and see if we can actually see what's going on.
All right. I'm going to move on to the next one. DizLoudBoy916 says, $60 to chat with your pals or $50 for free old school games and minis.
And he good
said,
question.
He said, don't pussy out.
$60 to play with my friends.
I say I would have to, if I had to pick one, I would go with that.
Yeah, I mean, if I want to go back and play old school games, fucking hell, I got stores that I can go play those games and get them.
Yep. Yeah, same here.
Damn. Well, I am a hater. I was a hater of PS Plus. I subscribed. I love it. I will keep it. But if I had to choose, I would agree.
You say PlayStation Plus is worth it?
I'm having a great time with it, and it's just because of every week I get free games, and I also like my patch downloads. That's the greatest thing ever.
Well, I'm thinking about subscribing to it. In fact, PSN's up right now, man.
Oh, it is? Excellent. Yeah. There you go.
I'm on the marketplace right now.
Cool. But no, I say it's worth it.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I think PlayStation's got a few kinks to work out, definitely. But I mean, I'm a Sony fanboy, but I can even say that Xbox Live is damn near perfect. There's so many things that you can do. Like, I could be sitting there, I don't know, watching a friggin' movie while talking to a guy who is sitting there playing Assassin's Creed Brotherhood and then talking to another guy who's playing fucking Mortal Kombat, you know?
It's stupid how cool that feature is.
PlayStation still doesn't do that.
Yeah. So, there you go. I think everybody's in agreement. $60 to chat with your pals.
Yep.
Jerkstore81 says, in honor of the soon-to-be-released Mortal Kombat, my next tweet is regarding an age-old Super Nintendo Genesis debate. Do you think MK1 was better on the Super Nintendo or the Genesis? He says, in his opinion, the SNES version was a better port in graphics and sound, even with no blood.
I think that's correct.
But the question is, which version...
I will tell you this. I have never in my entire life, with the exception of the Dreamcast, played a Sega console.
Well, then, you're not the one to answer this question.
There you go. Super NES. Well, bam.
Well, this was a huge debate back in the day.
Yeah. I know.
And it all boiled down to, did you want the blood or did you want the graphics? And, when it came to Mortal Kombat, I have to say I went with Genesis.
Yeah. Because that's what, the gore is what made the game.
And the Genesis version played faster. Super Nintendo version was slow, like the arcade, and the Genesis version kind of sped up a little bit. So I went with the Genesis version. Even though if you didn't put the blood code on, the fatalities in the Genesis version were even worse than the Super Nintendo ones.
Yes.
Oh.
I bet you know the code still, don't you?
ABACABB. Everybody knows that code. Abacab.
Abacab.
That code is embedded in my brain for eternity. All right. Mega Monkeys also says, why do people enjoy playing difficult games? A certain amount of challenge is fun, but after that, it just isn't it just frustrating?
I think it's a fine balance between challenging and rewarding. Like I said, Demon's Souls kicked my ass, but I loved it because when you did win, it felt awesome. As far as like a uber difficult game, like Fuck, I'm trying to think of like a notorious difficult game.
I think you just named
notorious.
One.
Notorious.
Notorious.
No, Demon's Souls.
Yeah, I'm, what I'm saying is a game. I'm trying to think of a game that was difficult that wasn't rewarding.
Any game where the controls themselves make the game a pain to play instead of the actual content of the game itself.
Super C. There you go. Old
Super C was freaking tough.
Super yeah. C was like, everybody says Contra's one of the hardest games I've ever played. Fucking play Super C. The fucking sequel was fucking brutal.
Yes, it was. And this is coming from a guy who actually at one point was good enough at the original Contra to play all the way through it without losing a life. Yeah. And Super C was... On Super Contra, I would actually use the... there wasn't a 30-man code, but there was a 10-man code for Super C. And I think one time I actually beat the game, but it was like after so much practice using that code.
Oh, shit. Like, I remember how I was a kid when I got it, obviously. And, you know, my dad, he wasn't really big into video games, but he'd sit there and play with me every once in a while, or he'd give it a go. And my dad sucked at games. The only game he was ever good at was GoldenEye 64, mainly because he always wanted to play Man with a Golden Gun and just get the Golden Gun and guard it. But he sat down, I remember he sat down and played Super C, and like the first frame of the game, they have like 20 guys coming after you. He's like, well, damn, this is kind of hard.
I don't really have one that I can think of off the top of my head. But I know lately there's been a lot of games that were hard and frustrating that I got angry at. If you play on the harder difficulties, like, there's nothing rewarding to me about beating a level in Call of Duty on Veteran.
No, no. That's just to get a friggin' achievement.
And that friggin' thing is hard.
I'll tell you, fucking Dead Space 2 on Zealot. God, I'm still stuck in the same area.
That's your dumbass fault for playing it on that.
Well, I didn't think it was gonna be that fucking difficult.
Well, yeah.
So what I'm gonna have to do is fucking restart the fucking game on normal, then beat it, then go back and play it on Zealot with the new game plus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have fun with that. Why don't you play the realistic mode?
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm not ever doing that. Three saves only throughout the entire game? Forget that.
And you can't die.
Yeah, forget that.
All right. Last tweet is from Sam in Seattle. He said, any chance of seeing any of you at PAX Prime?
Not me.
I doubt it. I don't know yet. With the whole E3 debacle going on, I don't know. It's not that I can't get in, it's just that I don't know that I'll make the trip.
I want to go.
Well, then go.
Pay my way?
No.
Well, then I can't go.
If I can't afford to pay my own way, I sure as the shit ain't gonna send you.
Well, fuck.
So, I don't have an answer for that now. If anybody shows up there, it would be me.
I'll just have to whore my way in.
Yeah, go ahead. See how far you get. 35 cents. But that's it. That's all the twittas. That's all the questions. As always, make sure you follow us on Twitter at N4G Podcast, or you can follow us individually. I could go through the list, but that's a long list. So, yeah.
You could just name off ours.
Well, then go ahead.
DML Fury.
All right, rock on.
Yeah, so that worked out fine.
R Wampa, that's mine.
ZTGD is mine.
Oh, I'm not paying attention. I'm sorry. What are we doing?
What else is new?
What are we doing now?
What's your Twitter name?
Oh, Killer Wolverine.
And Gambus?
Gambus Khan.
Okay, I'm just making sure you're paying attention, too.
I'm paying attention. I think me and the Wombat said ours at the same time.
Yeah. R Wombold is mine, in case you didn't hear it.
All right, there you go. So follow us on Twitter, because we're
cute. John W. UK.
Yeah, John W.
Or that British guy.
That British guy. But that's all I have. So, you guys and your stuff.
I ain't got no stuff.
And your things.
There ain't no new reviews.
I'm disappointed.
I have been disappointed for the past 2 months.
Okay, well, Gambus, what about you?
Well, let me see. What was the question again?
Oh,
come
for
on.
Fuck's sake.
Yes.
It's contagious.
Your shout-outs. God, this is the, this is the end of the show.
I know.
We're doing a show?
I was thinking he was asking my opinion about something.
I don't care about your opinion. Oh, that's funny. You
caught me in a moment of weakness, man.
Or a moment of stretching, whichever one.
Snap.
He was on that fan fiction site looking at some drawn pictures. Tentacle porn Final Fantasy.
Oh, Jesus.
I left that past behind me.
I bet you did.
Yep.
Under the bed.
Oh.
It's hidden in a folder on his PC called Taxes.
Taxes.
Oh, man. You're terrible, man. I tell you.
So, your shout-outs, anyway.
My shout-outs go to the All Gen Gamers podcast and a very special thank you shout-out to the Front Towards Gamer podcast. Thank you, Shanghai Six. That was a really awesome episode. Thanks for joining us, and hopefully someday in the future we could do that again.
I'd like to get some more Killzone 3 on.
Killzone Triple.
Triple!
Is that it? Is that all your shout-outs?
Yeah.
All right.
Wow, when did they get so short?
I know. Is it like two?
Wow.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right, well, unless anybody has anything else, that's all I got.
No, I don't have anything else.
All right, well, I guess you know what to do, Gambus.
Alrighty, and it goes something like this.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G podcast.
Mario!
$0.
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Gather time!
Greetings, programs! I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat!
Killer
Wolverine! Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon.
I killed the dragon.